Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Thanks for tuning into Americana Music Profiles. The next episode starts right now.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Jason Bird was raised in a rural community outside of Tallahassee, Florida, where he began to sing and play at a young age. This third-generation firefighter splits his time between Tallahassee and Nashville, working on his songwriting and recording career. He recently had two songs nominated for the 2023 Josie Music Awards Song of the Year. Jason joins us on this edition of Americana Music Profiles, where we talk about his music, his career, his new album, and a long friendship with the great George Jones. Hi, Jason. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me, Greg. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir, man. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us today.
You
are hanging out in Florida, is that right?
I'm actually on the road back to Nashville today. I've got to go in the studio tomorrow. So heading back up there today and getting ready for tomorrow. I'm going in tomorrow with Billy Dean. We're cutting a new Christmas song together, which is hard to believe we're doing that.
Oh, my gosh.
When it's still so hot outside. But we're going to have to put our Christmas hats on and get with it.
Get you a can of fake snow and
get
in the
mood.
Turn
air conditioner down real low, you know?
Yeah, that's good. Well, that's fun. Cool. So home base for you, though, is Florida. Is that right? Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah. Yeah, Tallahassee, Florida.
Okay, so you're moving from Florida to Nashville today.
That's right.
Yeah, cool. So generally hanging out in Florida, is that pretty much, unless you've got business in Nashville, is that home?
Yeah, I mean, I come up to Nashville, you know, at least once a month. But you know, it's when I have things that I need to do up here. I don't come up here just to hang out. You know, I'll try to schedule a block of stuff, you know, where I can come up here and get some business done and things like that, and head back home and you know, and then of course, you know, if we get out on the road and we have some bigger shows up north and stuff, I've got some band members up here that I use, and we leave out of Nashville to go do that.
Sure.
So it just depends on, you know, what I've got going on that month as to when I'm going to be up or how much.
Right. Know? Okay. And Florida has been home for you. You grew up around there, right?
I did, yeah. I've been in Tallahassee my whole life, so I'm pretty much dug in.
Yeah. When did the song bug hit you? What got you interested in singing and writing songs and playing music? Is that a family thing?
No, not really. I was all, you know, music was always a big part of my life, you know, because I grew up out in the country and we didn't have cable television or satellite or anything, so there wasn't a lot of options there when it came to watching television. We had some, but you know, the radio was always playing and anything that we did, so I was always around music. But as far as having any influences in my family that led me into this, you know, career, that wasn't the case. I just loved music and And, you know, it wasn't until I was a little older, you know, where I decided that I wanted to try to do it for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just kind of started doing it. I did it a little bit different than a lot of people. You know, I didn't pack up my truck with everything. I only moved to Nashville. And I just kind of did it from Tallahassee and came back and forth as often as I needed to, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it worked. And I, you know, I was able to, you know, work two careers, you know, at the same time because I worked at the fire department and then also did the music full time as well. So, it was kind of hectic for a while, you know, but now all I'm doing is music. So I've kind of got a little bit off my plate.
So in fact, you kind of had a legacy career, right? You weren't the only family member to be a firefighter.
No, I was actually third generation in Tallahassee. My grandfather worked there, my dad and my uncle, and then, you know, later on I got hired, and then about a year or so later than that, my cousin did. So it's kind of been a family tradition, you know, that
yeah.
we do that. I don't know if we've got anybody in our family now that's thinking about doing it. Nobody seems to be as interested in it as we were, you know. But, you know, we were growing up, you kind of knew what you wanted to do.
Sure, yeah.
Nowadays, there's just so many options out there, and people don't really pick their career paths, you know, right away. Or a lot of people don't. Some
right.
people do. But I've got a son myself. He's 14, and I'm not pushing him in one direction or the other,
yeah.
man. I want him to find what makes him happy, you know, and
yeah.
do that.
Yeah, awesome. So, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So reading through some of the notes that the publicist sent over to us, you made an early connection with somebody that was pretty important to your music. Talk to us about that
Absolutely.
A little bit.
Yeah, and that actually ties into, you know, me not needing to move to Nashville back in the day. I was fortunate enough early on in my career to get hooked up with George Jones and his wife, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy managed me for a long time, and George and I, you know, worked together on the road and stuff like that, and actually in the studio, and just really became really close, you know, not just a business relationship, but we all had a really good, you know, personal relationship as well, where we were, you know, pretty much like family.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And that carried on, you know, for a long time with George until he passed, and then still today, you know, I talk to Nancy regularly, and we still have a great relationship as well. She's not managing me any longer, but we still talk a lot, and I keep in touch with her, and she still supports what I'm doing and hopes that things work out for me.
Did you, when you were on the road with him, were you in his band or were you in an opening band for his band?
I was in an opening band for his shows.
Uh-huh.
Not all of his shows, but a lot of them. I mean, I think there was, you know, one year, you know, we probably did 50 dates together. And then, you know, some years more, some years less. It just depended on, you know, the promoters and the package and things like that. I was the opening act. I wasn't talented enough as a musician to play in his band.
Oh,
I played
man.
Just good enough to cover up my belly and to be able to write songs.
How did that experience with him and his wife as your manager and just the exposure to George and his career, how did that affect your career and change the trajectory that you were on?
Well, you know, it cut off a lot of time in me having to wait to do some of the things that I was able to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of let me skip ahead of the line a little bit, you know, so to speak, and be exposed to things that, you know, I may have never been exposed to. You know,
mm-hmm.
if it hadn't have been for me being with George and Nancy, for me to take this career seriously back then, I would have absolutely had to move to Nashville at some point
mm-hmm.
and be, you know, somebody that was seen every day.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily with those guys in my corner, I could be seen every day without actually having to be there every day, you know? So it definitely gave me a leg up. And, you know, just to be mentored by someone like him was
yeah.
just an incredible experience in itself. You know, it didn't get any better than George Jones. And he, you know, we were able to have a lot of conversations and him tell me, you know, the ins and outs of the business and you know, what to look out for and what to take advantage of, you know, things like that. You know, I mean, there's just a lot of knowledge there that I was able to tap into, and it's just awesome to be able to have someone like him in your corner.
Absolutely.
And to have as a friend and a mentor as well, you know.
Yeah. So just recently, within the last couple of years, you've been able to step aside from the firefighting job and focus full time. What does that look like now for you as a full time musician?
Well, I'm not tied to any scheduling difficulties like I would have been in the past, you know, so my time opens up a lot more to where it gives me a lot more freedom to be able to concentrate on the music and get out and play with more, you know, more shows in front of more people and things like that. So it's definitely an advantage there. And it also takes a little bit, you know, of a mental load off of your plate as well. You know, you're not having to juggle two jobs full time at the same time. And, you know, being a first responder, whether it be a fireman or EMT or whatever the case may be, police officer, I mean, there's a lot of mental baggage that goes along.
A lot of stress.
Sometimes
yeah.
you get off work, you just don't feel like doing anything except recuperating until you go back to work. You know?
Yeah.
So having that stress, you know, relieved has been great. You know, it's just one of the things. It's a great career. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed every minute of it. I'd highly recommend it for people if they want to help people and want to get back to their community. But, you know, there is an expiration date on that. You need to get out while you're still sane.
Yeah.
You know, and can.
Yeah.
And then take on another, you know, profession that's equally as mentally challenging at times.
Especially stopping, giving that up right before COVID.
Yeah, well, you know what? That was actually, I didn't have any idea that I was giving it up at the right time, but yeah, I didn't have to go through all of that. So that was awesome. But yeah, so I retired and then decided I was going to get back both feet, you know, and into the music business. And then COVID came, the music business shut down. So I'm like, well, I'll be dang. You know,
yeah.
what now? But luckily,
3-year
you know,
vacation, right?
Yeah, so we're slowly putting all of that behind us, you know, and things are getting back to normal and stuff, and you know, there's a lot of opportunities out there for people to play live music, you know, around the country.
So you have, I know that you're just either releasing or just released a new single. Is that part of an album project? Do you have other music out prior to this?
I do, yeah. I think that was the 8th release that I put out. Came out in May, right before Memorial Day weekend, and we're just working that song throughout the summer. It's a summer song called Gulf Coastin'.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been working it throughout the summer, and, you know, it's had some pretty good traction and stuff, so we're really happy about that. But it's one of those songs that, you know, we can turn around and just continue to work throughout the year and into next summer, too, because I got the song late. It was right around spring break whenever I actually got the song from a friend of mine from Florida that wrote it, and so we just rushed and got it cut and everything and got it out in time for summer this year, so we didn't get a chance to do all of the, you know, advanced PR and things like that, publicity for it, marketing that we would have liked to have done. But it's just one of those songs that next year it'll be just as relevant as it is this year.
And is that part of an album project?
It is, yes. So I'm actually getting ready to later this year go ahead and put out the whole 10-song album. I've got one more song that I'm releasing off of that within the next 6 weeks, I think. And then we'll go after that and put the album out and then start releasing stuff off of the new album that we've already started working on as well. So.
And is that a title that you can share with us?
The name of the album that's coming out now is going to be called Sounds Good to Me.
Okay.
That's the title track of the album, and it's actually a song that was released earlier in the year, too. And, you know, like I say, this was the 8th release off of that CD or album. I keep calling them CDs. But surprisingly, people do still buy them, believe it or not.
Yeah. That's
but,
great.
Yeah, exactly. So it's called Sounds Good to Me, and it's on, you know, it's on all of the digital streaming services, you know, wherever people stream their music, you can find all of my music on there.
How far ahead are you working new music wise? What do you have long term projections of where you'd like to see your career now that you're, you know, maybe hopefully it looks like we've got some of this lockdown nonsense all wrapped up and out of the way, and the music business starting to come back online. What do you want to do with this?
Well, I mean, I'm just going to continue to make music, you know, write music, chord music, whether I wrote it or not. I look for good songs. And, you know, one of the reasons why I waited until I had, you know, the majority of the record released is I like, you know, today we're living in a world where you don't have to get your album together anymore and before you release anything. And it's really kind of beneficial to someone like me, you know, just like I said with Gulf Coast, and that wasn't included on the initial album, you know, or the initial songs that we recorded. But putting them out individually like that until you get almost three quarters of it out, I guess, you know, it allows me, if I find a song that I like that I think is fitting and timely and everything else, that I can go ahead and put it out now without having to be pigeonholed to release everything on that record before moving forward. So that's kind of the mentality that I'm using with this next album as well. I've got a lot of stuff in the can that's going to go on it, but I'm constantly coming up with new things and getting new songs pitched to me and things like that. So, you know, the ones that I've got in the can now may not make the next one. I don't know. You know, it's just having that flexibility is just great. And having music in the can that you're passionate about is even better, because you're not really stressed out about having to write that next one or find that next one. You've got a little breathing room there.
Right. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
But outside of that, you know, man, it's just, you know, getting on shows like yours and things like that, and letting people know who I am and learn about me and want to know more and things like that, and getting out there and playing music in front of them. You know, touring's a big part of what I do, and that's where I make my money. You probably know, you know, you don't make money off of music like you used to.
That's right. Yeah, unfortunately.
So I've got to get out there and play in front of people, and by doing shows like yours and releasing all that music and everything, you know, it's all in an effort to just put butts in seats, you know, to where we can get out there and make a living out of it and enjoy what we're doing.
Are you always out with your band, or do you do solo gigs at times as well? Is that part of what you do?
We do a little bit of everything, you know. It just depends on what the promoter wants, you know, or the venue wants and that kind of thing. You know, obviously with a band, it's more money and some people don't want to get off of that.
Right.
But, you know, I do a lot of acoustic duo gigs with just me and my guitar player. And we go around, and that's received very well, you know, and we get to meet people and everything, which helps everything continue to move forward. And opens up, you know, doors to do bigger gigs with the band, you know. But this next year, you know, we're still going to do some of those acoustic gigs, but we really are concentrating on trying to book bigger gigs, and you know, play more bigger festivals and fairs and open up for more headliners and things like that, to where we just get more exposure, you know, from the people that are there.
Yeah. Are you mostly in the Florida, Tennessee, southern part of the United States still, or are you able to get countrywide and look at some sort of European tour?
Well, we've right now, you know, we're primarily regional, but we are looking at doing a run up north somewhere, you know, right after spring, going into summer next year.
Cool.
And I'd like to get out into, you know, the Midwest and in Texas and things like that next year. So we're just really trying to put together, you know, a lot of different things that we can get out there and just kind of spread it around a little bit. But as far as a European tour goes, that hadn't been brought up yet, but, you know, it's not something that I'm opposed to. I'd like to go back to Canada. I was in Canada before, George up there.
Okay.
And, cool. they love country music up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, nothing's off the table, you know, so to speak.
Did you get to record anything with George before he passed away?
I did. Actually, I had written a song called Better Life that I had written from an idea that I got at my grandfather's funeral. And I was in, I was going in the studio, you know, I was working on a project. I had a record deal at the time and everything, you know, and going in the studio, because whenever I was in town, I used to stay with George and Nancy at their house, and I saw him in the kitchen one morning when I was getting ready to go to town. And he mentioned he was going to town that day, and I said, well, I'm going to be in the studio if you want to stop by, and he did, and he heard. We just finished cutting the tracks to it and everything, and I had some rough vocals on it. He liked it, and I said, well, you know, why don't you go in there and sing on the other half of it? He did, so we made a duet out of it.
Oh, man,
and cool. I thought it turned out really cool, and then not long after that, you know, the housing market crashed and the economy, you know, crashed and all of that stuff. So my label went bankrupt. You know, the gigs weren't there like they used to be and things like that. So I was actually found out also that my wife was expecting a baby, you know, mm-hmm. a little boy. So mm-hmm. I said, you know, this is God telling me it's time to just take a little bit, you know, take a beat and be a dad, you mm-hmm. know, because I just missed a lot of time at home, you know, mm-hmm. back when I was on the road all the time. So, and I'm glad that I did, because I, you know, haven't had to miss a whole lot of time with my son as he's been growing up and everything. So I was fortunate there.
Yeah.
But I held on to the song, you know, for a long time. I didn't do anything with it. And then George passed away, you know, and I didn't want to do anything with it then, because I didn't want anybody to think that I was trying to take advantage of a situation. You
sure.
know?
Yeah.
So I held on to it longer, knowing, you know, that either way, I've got it. It's nothing, you know, something that no one can ever take away from me. I'll always have it. But whenever I decided to jump back in, you know, with both feet, I decided that that was the one that I wanted to be the first one out, you know. Mm. So I talked to Nancy about it, and of course she was thrilled and gave me her blessings. And we released it in October of 21, and it's done really well. You know, I was really pleased with it. And I hope that, you know, if people haven't heard it and they're George Jones fans, that they'll go and take a listen to it, you know.
And that song is Better Life, right?
It's called Better Life. That's right.
Yeah. That's so cool. Awesome, man. That's neat.
Yeah, well, thanks.
So the album currently is Sounds Good to Me, single. It's out Gulf Coastin'. And where can people get in touch with you, follow you, follow your story, if they want to reach out and pick up some of the new music? What's the best way to communicate?
Yeah, well, I'm on all the social media platforms, you know, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, which I'm not that active on TikTok, but I need to get a little better at it. You know, I've got a YouTube channel and all that stuff, but all of those handles, I guess, if that's what you call them, mm-hmm. it's at Jason Byrd Country, BYRD. And if they, you know, can't seem to find me with that, then they can always go to my website, jasonbyrdmusic.com. And I've got all my social icons down there for them to click on there, as well as, you know, some of the links to your most popular, you know, streaming services that most people mm-hmm. use, you know, Spotify and Apple and Amazon, things like that. So I'm everywhere. They can probably just Google me and they'll find me somewhere.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, Jason, man. I love your music and I wish you well with it. I'm excited for you to get out with this new music on the road, and we certainly wish you the best with it.
Well, I appreciate it, and I hope that maybe one day we can circle back and have another conversation.
I would love to do that, man. That would be great. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.